Well, good morning. God bless you. Another beautiful day here in Palm Coast, Florida. Amen. Let me pray for you and we'll get started. I got some insight information I'd like to share with you today. Bible truths. There's nothing like the Word of God. Amen. Lord, thank you. May we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and to perceive everything you have for us. May we have revelation, understanding, revelation, knowledge of your Word today. May it be to us help. May it rescue us, strengthen us, give us hope for tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good glory to God. I was going to say good glory to God. That doesn't make too much sense. Take your Bibles out. And, you know, one of my greatest assignments to the body of Christ, as you know, is to teach faith, to impart faith. I love talking about faith. A lot of people reduce faith to, you know, just being a Christian and having faith in the cross. You got to have faith in the cross or you can't access God. But when we talk about faith in the sense of my calling, one of my assignments, we're talking about access to God and receiving to God. It's impossible to receive anything from God without faith. To us, our getter, like a Christian's getter, a Christian's receiver, is faith. That's your hands, that's your feet, that's access to God. That's full access to God is found in faith. Now, I don't have time to go into this. This is not my assignment this morning. But I'm learning after this week, I've been studying righteousness and faith, and I'm learning that the two go hand in hand, righteousness and faith. Righteousness produces faith, and faith produces righteousness. Now, that's a mouthful for you. Some of you just get a little nervous about that, and we'll get into that in another teaching. But take your Bible out to Mark chapter 4, and I want to talk about the Word of God, the seed of God, the seed of faith. The production of faith. The Word of God, the seed of God, the seed of faith, the production of faith. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 4 that faith, and some of you know these scriptures. If you've been around here, some of you know them. Some of you are probably saying, oh, we're going to do this again. Well, we're not going to stop teaching faith. Amen. But in the 26th chapter, Mark chapter 4, it says, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise day and night, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he doesn't know how it works, or that part of it, because that's for God to know. But I want to talk about this seed for a second. This seed, I was thinking last night around 2 in the morning, how to explain seed to somebody. How would I have, no one ever heard about seed or seed time and harvest? How would be the great way to impart or give help someone gain revelation knowledge? The seed, every seed, let's just think about, let's look at the seed as a pill for a second. A pill is in content of the pill is in a container. Let's look at a seed. You look at a seed, like let's say a nut seed. You look at that almond and it's in a container. But you don't eat the container. Now, a lot of people don't are thinking, I just eat the almond. Well, because you forget, when I was a kid younger, you didn't have just, you know, nuts like that. You could get mixed nuts, but mostly you'd have a walnut. You'd buy walnuts. They come in a shell. You'd buy an almond. You remember what an almond shell looks like? The little tan thing, you know? But they come in a seed or a container, and that seed or container is the package. Or it preserves it. It's a preservative, natural. So if let's say a vitamin, you take vitamins, usually they're in a gelatin type or plastic looking. It's not plastic, shouldn't be. Some cheap vitamins are. But there's a container, and then within the container is the vitamin or the substance of what you're trying to produce in your body. So let's just say you take vitamin C, vitamin E. Vitamin E is probably the best one. You can see the vitamin E, but it's still contained in something to preserve it. But when that vitamin gets into your stomach acids will dissolve the outer shell. Then that vitamin E oil will begin to get into your bloodstream, your stomach lining into your bloodstream. but it still was contained by something. So let's look at faith now. It would be like this. When you gain words, you gain knowledge. God words, faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. That's why it's so important to continually hear the word, not continually hear the same word. Now, that's not going to hurt you. We talk about faith. Every time I present faith, I come at you at a different angle. Still the same message, but it's just a different angle, another perception, a different angle of perception, I guess I could say. I don't copy the same thing twice, because if we study anything from God's word, the knowledge of God is never ending. So we'll never come to the full knowledge of a subject. But we can gain knowledge, we can gain insight, we can increase in our knowledge, increase in our word ability, our word knowledge, faith, intake. So back to faith now. The Bible says it's as a seed. When I hear God's word, it's as if God has given me a container of plastic capsules. And when I hear God's word, I then have the ability to take that word, the meaning, what it produces, and put it in a capsule, and now it has become a seed. All right, let's look at, hold on now. Let's look quickly. Go into 2 Corinthians. It's very simple. We've not perverted, I don't think, on purpose, but I don't think we've had the full or the next level revelation, and the things of God should go from faith to faith. They shouldn't stay like what I'm teaching you today. If the Lord tarries 20 years, what I'm teaching you, the information should develop beyond what I'm presently teaching you. It should increase. It's perpetual or continual. Not only does it not stop, but it should grow in its meaning. You should gain more insight, more wisdom, more understanding. In the fourth chapter, in the 13th verse, it says, "We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed." So when you get to I believed, whatever it is that you believe, you now have the ability to take that and put that in a capsule called seed. Now, when you believed, the seed is not producing. It's just in preparation. It now is in containment. It now is in delivery form. But when you believed, the fullness of faith has not taken place yet. That's you now taking what I believed, health, healing, miracle, blessing, financial increase, peace, joy, deliverance. When you hear and you come to the place where you say, "Oh, I believe that," now you have the ability to package it and put it into a seed form. Now, the Bible says after you have seed form, after I believed, let's look at what believing is there for. It's very simple. I'm breaking it down as if my assignment today was to teach this to someone that's never heard faith taught and to have them be able to operate in faith. So let's just say healing. Let's just say I go through 30 healing scriptures where in the Old Testament, the New Testament, God made healing available through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Not only through by his stripes are ye healed, but old covenant, you have a covenant with God. Old Testament, old covenant. New covenant, you have a promise from God. So you have two covenants. Within those two covenants, there's information, there's knowledge of God promising you health or healing, miraculous health, miraculous healing. If you believe that, you now have the ability and are holding potential health and healing and miracles for health or healing seed. But the Bible says that's not the end of it. You holding information is not the end of it. That's the beginning of faith. The hearing of the word is the beginning of faith. So in the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians 4, it says, I believed, therefore. I've said this, you know, here a lot, but I love the word therefore because it points to what the last sentence we just read, last word we just read. Why is that word, what is it there for? So I believed is not singular. That means it needs another part added to it to activate it. All right, I believed, okay. So now you're waiting on something? Yeah, I believe, I'm waiting on something. No. I believed, now what's that believing therefore, or what needs to accompany it to make it get into production? Well, the Bible says, Jesus, having the same spirit of faith as Jesus, I believed, therefore have I spoken. So this was the Paul referring to the spirit of faith in Jesus, but he believed, he spoke. Then he says, we also believe, therefore we speak. So believing is there for you to speak. Believing is there. Believing compels you to speak. Believing gives you access to speak. Believing gives you the ability to speak. Now let's break this down. So if we're talking about seed, the kingdom of God is as a man that sows a seed. He goes about his business. He stays in belief. You can't sow a seed believing and then get out of believing. If you sow a seed believing, you have to continually believe until the seed produce, until the production of the seed is complete. Then you don't have to believe because that assignment is finished. If I'm sowing a tomato seed, I sow it in the ground, and then I get up, maybe not every day, but every other day, make sure it's got water, make sure aphids and different kind of parasitical type, you know, little worms and bugs aren't eating it, make sure it doesn't have too much water, not too much sun. And then once it begins to come up, that's not the complete harvest of it. There's still no tomatoes. That's just a plant. And then I go about my day, and I come out and tend to it, make sure animals aren't eating it. I put, you know, proper, you know, protection around it. And then one day, there'll come a little flower. That's still not the tomato. That's just the bud of the tomato. And then a little bee will come and pollinate it. And then someday, there'll be a green tomato. Well, that's still not the fullness of the harvest. But I'm still tending to it. I don't have to replant it every day. I don't have to start over every day. A lot of you believe and then start over. You believe one moment, you pluck that seed up that didn't even start producing because you had no patience, and then you plant another one, you pluck that up, and you plant another one, you pluck that up, and you never give it time to produce. Well, when I'm waiting in production or on production, I'm still in faith's operation. I'm tending to. Once the seed comes up, I see the green part. I wait a couple days, and if you got the right weather, it happens like in 24, 48 hours. It happens quickly. And then the Bible says, get out there, put the sickle to the fruit, and harvest it. Now that operation's complete. Amen. So back to this. When I sow in faith believed or believing, and I continue in faith believing till the fullness of that seed has produced. Pretty simple to me. I hope I'm making this simplistic for you today as well. Let's look at real quick Psalms 27:8. The Bible says here, and I'll just make mention of it, and 1 Chronicles 16:11. It tells us both to seek his face in Psalms and Chronicles says seek his face continually. The word seek means search. We can even really, and it fits perfectly when you look at the Hebrew and in the Greek, in the Strong's translation or literal translation. How many have played hide and seek? That's what this really means, is not the hide part, but the seek part of the hide and seek, that you're to seek after with great energy, excitement, ability, just like you were playing hide and seek as a kid. Hide and seek as a kid, man, it's funny, you play hide and seek as a kid, you'd look under things or behind things that couldn't even hide a body. But you were so expressive, excited, looking forward to that person. I mean, you're just looking at, you're looking under a couch that had 2 inches of space underneath it. That's the energy that you're supposed to look on his face. But when it says look on his face, what's his face got to do with it? I thought about that for a while. What's his face got to do with it? Well, what's your face have? It's got eyes, it's got a nose, but it's got a mouth. What comes out of your mouth? Come on, are you here? It's got lips. What comes out of your mouth? What comes out of his face? What comes out of his mouth? Words. What comes out of his mouth? The blessing. What comes out of his mouth? I'm talking about Jesus. Breath, spirit, life. So if I'm seeking his face, I'm not just seeking his face like a human face or looking for a human face. The verbiage is to seek his word continually. Seek his word. Seek his word. Seek after his word. Look for his word. Search his word. Be a constant, continual seeker, searcher of his word. Never stop seeking his word. Why? Because I can produce believed in my search, therefore having adequate seed to sow. Wow. All right, let's look at this. Let's bring this to fullness today. Let's look at one more scripture before I bring this to fullness. Jeremiah 1. Amen. Jeremiah 1. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah here in the beginning is a young prophet called. And the Bible says, let's start in verse 4. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed thee in thy belly, I knew thee, and before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm just a child. 7. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go out, and I shall send thee, and whatever I command thee to say, thou shalt speak. 8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver the message, says the Lord, or the word, or the seed. 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Verse 10. See, I have set before thee this day over the nations, over the kingdom, to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to build, and to plant. Now, 10 is the same assignment that you have with his words. Same ability in verse 10. But let's look at 11, 12 is where I want to really key in on. 11, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. All right. What comes from an almond tree? This is not a trick question. A seed. What comes from an almond tree? A seed. Now, God shows us what that vision is there for in verse 12. Then the Lord said to me, thou hast well seen, for I will look over, listen for my word to be spoken in order to perform it. He sees a seed. God says, I'll look for that. He said, what do you see? I see a seed. This is the operation of faith. What's in the seed? What's in that seed is the nut. What's the nut? What's in the nut? We can even go beyond that. What's in the nut? The milk, the oil. What's in the milk and the oil of the seed is life. When we hear oil in the Word of God, oil represents life. Oil represents power. Oil represents anointing. Oil represents the Holy Ghost. If we squeeze an almond seed, if we squeeze a peanut, if we squeeze corn, different things, there's liquid, there's life. There's substance beyond the shell. And God says, I'll watch when you speak for the almond to come forth, and when the almond comes forth, I'll take it from there. It's awful quiet. You still there? Amen. God is just looking for someone to release a seed. When the seed's released, it's natural to God to go into production. I know it's hard for some people to believe that God goes into production to produce my seed. He has to. It's His word. It's His will. His word, His will is to produce. His word, His will is to perform according to His promise to bring His seed into a harvest sense. Because in seed, it's just in preservation. It's not until you release it to God that God and God alone takes the shell off that preserved it, and now it can go into or beyond germination. It's no different than Jesus. Jesus was germinated in the tomb. Jesus went into the grave and into the dirt. The shell was taken away, and He had to die to live. A seed has to die to live. A seed has to go into the soil. And when we're talking about God's seeds, we're talking about the soil of the air, into a surrounding that you've created for rich soil, a surrounding in your heart, a surrounding in the atmosphere, the surrounding in your household, in your car, in your family, that you've created that has rich properties, rich abilities to produce at a high level, a high yield. And when we release it, it dies, but the moment it dies, it begins to live. And the part that dies is not the seed itself, it's the shell around the seed that the soil eats up. But the soil doesn't know how to eat the life in the seed. The soil knows how to accompany the oil, the life, the come on, are you here, the liquid in the seed. It accompanies it. The only thing, the acidity in the soil, and this is the example that God gave us in the Word, was a seed going into the earth's soil. So if the seed going into the earth's soil is the example that God used for a tomato, a peach tree, an apple tree, a blueberry bush to reproduce, it's the same thing with the Word. The Word takes on the same properties, ability, as a blueberry seed or as an apple seed. And when we sow it, the air of our surrounding or our heart, the condition of our heart, the condition of our life, righteousness or not, the more righteous you are, the more fertile the ground around you or in you is to produce. But when I sow that seed, that capsule, I create a capsule. I now have a faith capsule. When I'm ready, I sow that faith capsule out of my mouth into the soil of the surroundings of my life, out of my heart, into the soil of the surroundings around my life. That's why you got to surround yourself with faith people, with praise and worship. The minute it breaks my lips, the capsule begins to dissolve. The minute it breaks my lips, it goes into the hand of God. It goes into God's trust, where no other man beside you can take it back. Satan doesn't have access to it. Your family can't take it away. Now, if they talk you out of it, they can. But Satan or no demon can get it. It's in God's hand. And God's hand becomes the soil that brings the produce, product. And your job is to then look pure in the spirit. Stay in fellowship with God every day. Check, not check if God's faithful. The checking's for you. It's not for God. God's already promised you. The checking is just staying in line with what you're trying to produce, staying in the company of, staying in within the energy of, staying within the walk, the avenue of, the operation of. But then the Bible says, it will come up of its own self. Why? It's in God's hands. Preacher, who can pull it down? You. You're the only one. You're the only one that can cause destruction at this point. The only person is you. And the only way we pull it down or stop the operation of faith is lack of patience. Or we weren't in true faith in the beginning of it all. But once we believed, that seals the deal. I hope I helped you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And I love the word. Understand this. When you speak faith words, when you believed, you grab knowledge of information, Bible knowledge information, and you settle it, believe. I believe that. How do you go to heaven? You believe that God sent Jesus to die on the cross. He was dead and buried, but he arose again. And you believe that first. The Bible says, Romans 10, 9 and 10, I believe with my heart. So I believe that. Then what happens? Confession is made with your mouth or your lips. Sowed the seed. God, I believe you love me. I believe you sent Jesus to die on the cross for me. You're saying that out loud. Well, what you're doing is sowing that seed. What happens now? And I don't even have time. I just barely touched this revelation. I just barely gained this revelation within the last 10 days. And I'm still getting to the depths of it, but I'll just say it here. All faith is perpetual. Every seed is perpetual. Seed never comes to an end. It's continual. Perpetual means continual. Once it produces, it starts over and reproduces. Once it produces, it starts over and reproduces. Once it produces, it starts over. You're being saved. Now, this messes some people up. Some people, I got saved 1972. No, let me help you. You're being saved over and over and over and over again. Why do you think his mercies are new every day? Why do you think you're going from grace to grace? Why do you think Romans 1:17 says you go from faith to faith, and then faith in itself produces more faith? Why do you think Abraham went from weak faith to strong faith? Perpetual motion. Wow, I'm out of time. We're out of time. I'd get in this church, so I'd get so radical involved with what's happening here, with what God's doing here at New Way Church. I'd be at the altar. I'd have my Bible out. I'd be just rooting this stuff up. Until next time, glory to God. I really don't want to stop. But until next time, I sure love you. Thank God for you. God bless you. Love you, Pastor Rich. Thank you, Lord.